Elevator. See home, Mom. Elevator. One in the door. On the way are. See home, Mom.
Hey, hey, guys. New week, new podcast. I'm only a day late this time, but I'm not a dollar short. That was not funny, but it's funny to me. Seriously, when you have kids, I was telling my husband this the other day, like, you make jokes, even though there's no one to laugh at them, because I like to make myself laugh occasionally. And then my husband pointed out that I'm not that funny. He didn't say it like that. He said it in some really, like, sweet, kind way, but that joke proves it. It's true. But anyways, so my husband's in here again, you guys, so I might be slightly more awkward than normal. Not my normal, cool, full of swagger self. But anyways, my daughter has taken to a movie. Now, it's new to her, but not new to anyone else in the world. I'm trying to think when it came out, probably like 5 years ago now. But anyways, my daughter has fallen in love with Frozen, and we have been doing a, no screen, no TV week. And literally she has acted out the movie different parts every day. And I mean in detail, like running and laying on the ground. Apparently they have parts that do that, and they have a part where they do two dolls, and it's just, and then singing the songs and needing to close all the doors or open the doors, and we have to like help her create the scenes or tie a cape on her when she is singing Let It Go, and it's awesome. Let's just put it like that. It's truly awesome, and it gives me major mom pride. But anyway, so, oh, and also here in this part of the world, my daughter started ballet this week, so that's been super fun. If you guys saw this, you probably already saw this on my Instagram, but she was the only child who didn't need a hug or anything. She just was ready to go. She was in the class while all the other kids were still hugging their mothers, and the teacher had to, like, yell back to her to find a dot, because she was just in there alone ready to start. And she absolutely loves it and didn't even have a moment of missing mommy. But at the end, it was so awesome because she came out of the class and we just ran to each other and like hugged in one of those like movie-esque embraces. And yeah, I felt like the most amazing mother in that moment, and I hadn't even done anything, so it was awesome. So thank you, Gigi, for, ballet, because she loves it. But so we are, anyway, so back to Frozen. That was just a random, diversion, or bunny trail, as you call it. But anyway, so, my daughter's been listening to, watching Frozen, and one of the best, like, famous songs for Frozen, or the famous song for Frozen, is Let It Go. And that is my theme this week, because I realized something. I don't really know when it took, or, like, when it clicked in my head, but I was back to being, like, annoyed at sleep times and at nap time, and I just couldn't figure it out, you know? Like, why is this such an issue for me? My husband's like, you know, it goes the same way every night. Like, why does it bother you? And I had no idea. And then I was praying and I just felt like the Lord said to me, this is your issue and not your kids. And I was like, oh my gosh. And so then I called my husband and I was just talking to him, and I was like, you know, before my kids, right after my kids were born, so right after our second child was born, so right after our son was born, I saw somebody put up like an Instagram post somewhere that said that they had all three of their kids in a room together, And that they all went to sleep immediately entering the room. They were all in there quietly, and they all went immediately to sleep, okay? And I was like, that is what sleep is supposed to be like. So I got it stuck in my head somewhere that was the goal. That if my kids didn't enter the room and immediately lay their heads down on the bed, that I was like failing at them going to sleep well, that they weren't good sleepers, and I just didn't feel successful. And so anytime they weren't doing it, I was like internally like freaking out, because I was like grading myself based on this metric that nobody had put out for me that I had just created. And it was wreaking havoc on our family life, because it was just like one day out of nowhere, all of a sudden sleep became an issue for me and I didn't even know why. So like, you know, I give you guys this whole post about how my, daughter had an issue that we dealt with, and then, hello, I have an issue. I mean, shocker, right? Anyways, and so then I was sitting there, like, after talking to my husband and, like, figuring out that that was kind of the issue, I, like, hear the song in my head, and I'm not gonna give you guys the tragedy of having to hear me sing, but, you know, I'm gonna talk it the best I can, but, you know, let it go, let it go, oh. Let it go, oh, oh, oh. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that's what I need to do. Like, I just need to let this go. And so I did. I kid you not, I don't know why, like, recently I've been, like, dealing with things so well, or why things have been clicking so well in our lives, like my life and my daughter's life. I have no idea, like, but it has. So I just was like, you know what? I'm just going to let it go. And it's been great. My husband just pointed to himself. Now, I would like to note that my husband has been exceptionally amazing in these past few weeks. There is one particular story that I will not share with you guys, but he just kind of like outshined like every movie I've ever seen. And so, yes, he has been great, but I can't give you all the credit for why I'm being so awesome right now, okay? But anyways, so I just let it go. I was like, okay, you know, I'm just not going to let this sleep thing be an issue. It really doesn't matter. Like, she goes to sleep every time. It's not like, I don't know, there's just this, like, war or battle that needs to happen. So now if I don't feel like going in there, I just call her to me. Or when she has to go to the bathroom, I'm like, okay. Or if she wants a snack, I'm like, sure, I'll bring you one. Or when I go in, I, like, kiss her or talk to her for a little bit, or, like, snuggle for a second longer. Like, I'm not just, like, in a rush to get out because she has to fall asleep. And I kid you not, she goes to sleep in half the time, like, every time. And she doesn't, like, it's just, and everybody's happier. My house isn't, like, this weird zone where we're all, like, walking on eggshells around mommy because she's really tense during sleep moments. It's, like, a joyous place where, you know, my daughter was already coming out for kisses anyway. Like, we might as well all enjoy them and not be tense during them. And I really think it's, like, continuing to affect our home in a positive way. So, this is probably the world's shortest podcast. Like, I probably need to talk about something else because, like, it's only been 8 minutes. But that's, like, really all I wanted to talk to you guys about. Like, just the fact that, like, sometimes our kids aren't the issue. Like, sometimes we are. It's probably a lot more times than I'd like to think. But right now we're just going to focus on the one. But, yeah. And I would also like you guys to know that we've been cooking here at home as a family, and it has been so much fun. I totally recommend cooking with your kids if you can figure out a way to, like, feel safe and not feel like they're going to get burned. It is so much fun. And I redid the playroom in a, like, Montessori-esque way. And not in the fact that it's Montessori at all. No. That didn't make sense. I redid the playroom in the fact that I took out half their toys and now they're playing with everything. My son is, like, super in love with the playroom because to him it's completely new. And my daughter, you know, there's no screen time, spends all of her time anyways acting out Frozen or other shows she's seen. She is her own version of TV. Or she's back to playing with the dollhouse again. I thought the dollhouse had, like, hit the chopping block or something, but apparently it was just that I was letting her, that, like, that amount of TV that she was getting was, like, enough to, like, not push her to use her imagination, which is so sad. But anyways, so if you dare, I actually recommend the no screen time thing. I don't even know that my husband and I have watched any TV, really. Maybe, like, a couple of YouTube videos privately in the bed. But, like, our TV hasn't even been on for pictures, you guys. And my daughter's like, Mommy, how do I use the remote? And I'm like, why do you need the remote? I just want the TV to be on. It's so funny. And so my newest dilemma is just, like, I don't know what to do at the end of the week. Do I turn the TV back on or do I not? And I have a really difficult time. Like, people always talk about, oh, you know, when you're done with something, just ease your way back in. But I have a really hard time with that. Like, I'm much better at all or nothing. So, like, no TV or, like, an hour of TV a day. I also, like, I'm like that with, like, soda. I feel like I'm, like, committing some, like, huge, like, hipster sin right now, even stating that I drink the occasional soda. But if I say I'm not going to drink any soda, then it's super easy for me. I just don't drink any soda. I just drink water and other things. But if I let myself, I'm like, oh, I'm just going to drink, like, one occasionally when I'm out, then I just, like, want it more than just once. And I'm like, oh, you know, a second time, it won't hurt. Oh, you know, that third time, that was just sweet tea anyways. That's not soda. And so I just don't know what I'm going to do about this. And so I'd love to know what you guys do, kind of what your screen time policies are, or if you even allow TV at home during the day. I'd just be curious to know. I'll probably put up a question on my Instagram, and I'd love to hear what you guys have to say. So I hope everybody has a good week, and excuse my awkward behavior. I did have an audience of one, and he didn't laugh at my joke right now, you guys. By the way, I thought that was pretty funny, and he just kept doing what he was doing without even flinching. But anyways, yeah, have a great week. And DM me on Instagram, follow me on Instagram. It's at The Unwritten Memoir. I haven't been that active on Twitter just because life has been busy, and yeah. So follow me on Instagram and DM me on there. All right, love you guys. Bye.